After viewing the Orozco, take a right, walking past the escalator to the sixth floor. There is a glass railing on your left, giving you another chance to take in the many sight lines of the museum. The cafe is on your right. The galleries on this floor are numbered on the upper right or left-hand side of each doorway. You are looking for gallery number 2. Take a left into gallery number 1. A wall sign to the left of the doorway reads, "The Alfred H. Barr, Jr., Painting and Sculpture Galleries." There is a painting of a man in a bathing suit called The Bather by Cézanne, directly in front of you. Beyond gallery 1 and to the right of the portrait of Cézanne's bather, enter into gallery number 2. Directly in front of you is the very large and hard-to-miss painting, Les Demoiselles d'Avignon, by Pablo Picasso. Picasso is the modern art world's most famous figure. MoMA has an impressive collection of Picassos. We will be considering 2 of his works, but at the end of this tour, I encourage you to stay on at the museum to check out more Picassos in the museum's extensive collection. Les Demoiselles d'Avignon is considered one of the most significant works in the development of modern art. Look slowly and carefully at the painting. Adjust the distance from which you look at the painting. Look closely. Step back. Stand at an angle. How does Picasso depict the faces of the women in the painting? Do the facial features, the eyes, nose, and mouth look balanced and in proportion to the rest of the face? Look closely at their eyes. How would you describe the facial features of the 2 figures to the right in the painting who appear to be wearing masks? What would have been different or new about how Picasso represents the human form in this painting? Pause the tour for a moment while you consider your responses. Now let's look at Picasso's use of space in the painting. What are the women doing in the painting? What is the setting for the painting? Do they appear to be inside or outside? And how do you know? How would you describe the depiction of fruit at the bottom of the painting? What is different or new about how Picasso uses space in this painting? What do you think Les Demoiselles expresses about Picasso's feelings toward the women in the painting? Pause the tour again to write down your response.